Morning, everyone. Welcome to Ainslie News. It's 30th of May, end of the month, and what a month it's been. Today we're talking, buy every commodity you can find. This from Rabobank. There are conflicting views amongst experts around the world where this unprecedented economic setup ends. Much of the market is sitting on its hands, unsure as to what to do. Ray Dalio last week reminded us that cash is trash. So where does one invest now? Listening to a couple of interviews over the weekend, one clear view expressed by Raoul Paul of Macro Insiders is reinforced by those he interviewed, is that the US is quickly heading toward or already in a sharp slowdown and recession as the Fed tightens when we're already in organically very tight economic conditions, with liquidity removed from markets via the likes of energy and commodities and supply-led inflation, and that all in a generally weak economy already. His thesis is that as the Fed adds to this with rate rises and quantitative tightening, soon the market and the economy will crash and force the Fed's hand, and they will pause, and then they'll soon re-loosen policy dropping rates and bring back quantitative easing. Such an about-face would see the return or the lack of liquidity, as a few charts we're going to show you today indicate, and now pressuring growth, and particularly tech shares, bonds and crypto. He then sees a surge in NASDAQ bonds, crypto and gold. Friday night in part reinforced this view. On the back of more terrible economic data out of the US and after earlier comments from Atlanta Fed President Bostic that it may make sense to pause in September, we saw Fed minutes confirm the Fed see inflation falling quickly. This lead Bloomberg Fed watcher Vincent Signorelli to note, if their forecast is accurate, it would imply the next expected 3.5-point rate hikes would be the end of the current tightening cycle and set the stage for a major risk rally into the second half of 2022. This coincided with poorer than expected GDP and home sale prints, seeing the Bloomberg US Macro Surprise Index fall to its weakest since the lows of September 2021. For a market fixated on rising rates, this was celebrated and we saw strong gains on Wall Street. So to be clear, people buying shares in companies were doing so because the economic outlook looks certain to be going into a recession, but at least money used to buy them will get cheap again. Hence, we get to Paul's thesis again. The economy will tank, value shares will get hurt. Growth tech shares will find a home for new cheap money, as will crypto and bonds, and gold will benefit too as the ultimate historical benefactor of such terminally fated monetary largesse and stupidity. Off the back of the strongest seven-year US Treasury auction since the start of COVID in March 2020, Rabobank put it succinctly to investors. If you believe the Fed will pause hiking soon, go long every bond and every commodity you can find. Great stuff there from Rabobank. Thanks for that. Jump over to ainsleybullion.com.au for all of our news. You can buy, sell and exchange. Find out more information about how to purchase gold and silver bullion from Ainslie. Interested in crypto? Jump over to Ainslie Wealth and goldsilverstandard.com for our own crypto, built and backed by real gold and silver. Enjoy the start to the week, everyone. We'll catch you tomorrow for more news.